Premera Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alaska has agreed to pay the state government $25 million because patients filed fewer claims this year than the company expected. State Division of Insurance Director Lori Wing-Heyer says the payment will offset nearly half of the $55 million cost of the Alaska reinsurance program.
With the claims taking the nosedive that they have and the reinsurance money that was appropriated by the legislature, it was right for both parties to come to an agreement.
State law says that insurance rates can't be excessive, but by the time Premera projected that insurance claims would be lower than expected, the company had already set its rates. Premera is the only insurer that remains on the state's individual insurance market. Alaskans who earn too much to receive federal subsidies pay the highest individual and family insurance rates in the nation. More than 4 out of 5 Alaskans receive the subsidies. The state started the reinsurance program to make the market more stable. The federal government has agreed to pay the state $322 million in reinsurance over the next 5 years. Wing-Heyer says the state expected to pay between $11 and $15 million per year. The money from Premera will help lower that. Wing-Heyer says it's a mystery why people submitted fewer claims to the company.
And they certainly, right or wrong, were not obligated to do this. But they recognized it and came forward.
Premier spokeswoman Melanie Kuhn says the payment strengthens insurance in Alaska.
We believe this was the right thing to do, given the importance of the Alaska reinsurance program and really for the ongoing stability of the state's individual health insurance marketplace.
Premier has lowered its premiums for next year. In 2018, Alaska's premiums will no longer be the country's highest.